Quite the opposite. You see, in our wakefulness to worldly ways, we fall asleep to the spiritual season. And so we need the wake-up call from the Gospel of Mark that he gave us today. And the challenge for us today in this scripture is to keep awake. Awake for the coming of the Lord during this Advent season. So how do we do this? I believe within this text, there are three things Jesus tells us we need to do. We need to listen, we need to stay connected, and we need to stay alert. So we begin by listening. Listening carefully to the words of Jesus. Words that can be hard to hear in the middle of the noise of the holidays. Randy Posh took time to leave specific words of advice for his children, saying, if I could give three words of advice, they would be tell the truth. If I got three more words, I'd add all the time. These are good words, but even better are the words of Jesus. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. We are called to self-denial even in the season of rich, abundant foods and expensive gifts. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all, says Jesus. Glory and power are to be found in service to others, even as we focus on the fun festivities of the holidays. Truly, I tell you, promises Jesus, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. I believe this emphasis on childlike faith is an important solution to the ever-increasing complexity of this season, in which we always seem to schedule more, do more, try more, buy more, and eat more. Receive Jesus with childlike faith. In a very few words, that is what Advent is all about. Besides listening, Jesus says it's also important for us to stay connected to community. Christian faith is a team sport, not an individual activity, so it's very important for us to continue to gather for worship, service, fellowship, and fun. In an overscheduled holiday season, it's tempting to skip worship and head out shopping or choose some special kid sporting event over routine life group meeting. But Jesus wants us to remain connected in community, where we will be awake for his arrival. You don't know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn. Remain connected in community. That is the best position to be in if you want to meet Jesus. We need to listen. We need to be connected. And finally, Jesus tells us that we need to be alert. Be alert and ready for his arrival, living in a way that is in line with Jesus' will and teachings. Randy Posh maintained a clear-eyed sense of the inevitable. He said, I'm living like I'm dying, but at the same time, I'm very much living like I am still living. We should be the same, living every day as though it was our last day on earth, doing our best to trust Jesus and love God and neighbor. The fact is, none of us here know when our lives will end. So the best approach we have to living is to be alert to Jesus' will, living each day with faith and love and in a spirit of service to one another. In a season that is gearing us up to shop, we need to consider what it means to stay awake and take on the natural world rather than take on the world of malls, online retailers, and special sales. You see, this life that we have is precious and unpredictable. Its seasons are short, and we mustn't allow it to slip away. We need to remember to be awake to the presence of God in this world. We need to clear our minds from all the distractions that are fighting for our attention and focus on these words. And so today, I leave you with the words of Jesus Christ. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake. That, my friends, is the lecture of a lifetime. Amen.
Have an opportunity to respond. Let's stand together. Whatever the Holy Spirit might be saying to you, maybe He's speaking to you and saying to take a step of faith. Maybe He's asking you to make a change in your life. Maybe you're just really burdened. And He's just telling you to come to Him to rest. Whatever it is, let's respond to Him. Are you hurt?